In front of a group of reporters, Lebanon's Prime Minister designate Saad Hariri announced he will step down.
I have been committed to forming a government of national unity, but there are too many obstacles. So I announce to all Lebanese that I have submitted to His Highness the President my apologies.
Mr. Hariri's inability to form a unified government led him to call it quits. On September 7th, he submitted his lineup for the cabinet, but was quickly rejected by opposition from Iranian and Syrian-backed Hezbollah. 39-year-old Hariri said he faced, quote, impossible conditions in selecting a cabinet lineup. However, Durham University's Anoush Etteshami said it is possible that Hariri will be reappointed under different circumstances.
Ready to return, then the expectation is that he's managed to secure a consensus of sorts, at least, to get the government formed and let it get on with its daily business.
In the June 7th parliamentary elections, Mr. Hariri's coalition won 71 of the 128 parliament seats, while Hezbollah and its allies took 57. A month later, a Lebanese power-sharing system was formed to divide power under religious lines. The president would have to be a Maronite Christian, the prime minister a Sunni Muslim, and the parliament speaker a Shiite. But with recent rousing debate over cabinet appointments, Etteshami says Hariri's resignation means further political uncertainty, not just for Lebanon, but for the entire region.
The reality is that Hariri's resignation will mean further instability for Lebanon, will make Israel very nervous, will make Hariri's other Arab allies in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Jordan, uncomfortable, and will give comfort to Iran and Syria, who may interpret this as a weakness.
Weakness that Etteshami says might lead Lebanon into another period of political turmoil. This is Jessica Devereaux for VOA News in Cairo.